Hey guys, Will Durst here to say thank God that the most wonderful time of the year is finally over. Because if anybody played Little Drummer Boy within my immediate vicinity one more time, someone was going to have a bacon-flavored candy cane crammed into an orifice that doesn't naturally accommodate candy canes, bacon or otherwise. But to ensure that some traditions don't get tossed out with the ribbons and wrapping paper, let me offer up my annual, scathingly incisive yet curiously refreshing, Will Durst's Christmas gift wish list for 2013. And this is for the people who maybe didn't find the gifts they actually deserved under the tree. For Dennis Rodman, a force field that prevents Kim Jong-un from ever referring to him as my favorite uncle. For Chris Christie, the cape and tights needed to be worn to save the Republican Party. For medical science to study Dick Cheney's heart, George Bush's brain, and Barack Obama's spine. For former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a testosterone reduction. For Vice President Joe Biden, the vial containing Hillary Clinton's excessive testosterone, or 5-gallon drum. For Lynn Cheney, whose political ambition caused her to throw her sister under the bus, a round-trip ticket on the Clue train. For Ted Cruz, a muzzle that his Tea Party friends can apply when he becomes inconvenient, which will be soon. For Jay Leno, a different network to give him a show that would immediately crush NBC in the ratings. For Miley Cyrus, an extreme makeover by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. For the NRA, enough 357 Magnums with armor-piercing explosive bullets to arm every schoolteacher in the country. For President Barack Obama, the sign that Harry S. Truman had on his desk, the buck stops here. For the people of Texas, a statewide timeout so they can stop executing people with IQs of 62 and stop electing them as governor as well. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.